there have been many examples, no, I should say a few examples in my career where real tragedies have occurred in diabetes, which illustrate how very, very difficult, and indeed, to coin a term that I've used in public before, how diabolical diabetes can be for children and parents. Certain tragedies can occur quite unexpectedly, with very severe hypoglycemic attacks occurring in all echelons of society. Even if children are well controlled, occasionally they have severe hypos. I have to say that some tragedies have occurred more commonly in rather poorer sections of society, where the care of the parents hasn't been anywhere near optimal. But the damage to children that can occur with hypos are fortunately rare. And I would have to say that I am immensely impressed at how brilliantly many parents and young people look after their diabetes. I have to stress again how very difficult diabetes is to look after for young people. But so many parents and children are extremely positive. They look after the children brilliantly and expend a huge amount of time and energy trying to be successful. And the vast majority of the children we look after grow up into extremely mature, independent individuals who do extremely well in their jobs and their friendships and their lives in general. And one of the most positive things I would say that I've gained personally out of helping to look after children with diabetes is to see some of these youngsters getting to know each other very well, developing friendships which are lifelong, helping others with their diabetes as they grow up, and gaining tremendous success in their own lives, in their jobs, going to university, playing sport at a very high level, and doing very, very positive things. And this is obviously, at the end of the day, the most important result of one's interest in diabetes.